Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 22nd day of December 2011 on this Thursday edition. I have some of the biggest news I've ever broken on this radio show today. It began to break yesterday when one of our callers who's called in with a lot of really good tips because her husband works in the Department of Defense. We interviewed him last night. She said, listen, you didn't look at the right area in the documents that I've been sending you. It talks about Blue Force awareness and how the military mans the FEMA camps and how the rest of the American people are the enemy. And we went and got the documents off the federal government website, and within an hour of it being posted at Infowars.com with links to it, they pulled it. They pulled it. First, they started altering the document in live time. We have the earlier one. And then about by the time I talked about it on the radio, but hadn't even done an official piece on it yet yesterday in the afternoon, while we were still on air, by the end of it, they changed dates and removed things. This is in live time on the big federal government, Homeland Security, Department of Defense contracting website. And then by about an hour and a half after the article had been out at about 6 o'clock Central, 6 p.m. Central. Aaron Dykes and I worked feverishly on top of doing the nightly news to get that out. They removed it completely and put a notice about do not post classified information, if you're a federal employee issuing contracts, implying that it was classified. And I've seen that in contracts before where it's public, then they classify it again. But super creepy. And I did notice, though, I didn't see yesterday, biggest thing ever in all this, the comments. There's like 400 of them there. I've scanned through them. The comments are almost universally saying, whoa, this is big, especially veterans, current military folks in Afghanistan going, this Blue Force, Red Force, all these designations, transponders, this is what we do with the enemy. And I remember being at urban warfare drills in Temple, Texas, in Oakland, California, and other areas. And footage sent to us by listeners all over the nation, the Marines, when they practice taking over a town, the mayor, the police chief, the Boy Scouts in some cases are wearing transponders. They're running around tattling, spying on the militias and gun owners and all these drills. Now it's just admitted that we're the enemy. Real Americans are the enemy. The globalists have a problem, though, because the military's awake and understand what's happening, more and more of them. So it's just off the charts that everybody who doesn't have a transponder badge, terrorist. For the drones, going back even 12 years ago, this is in Police State 2000, but I have then all the raw footage. I've got to dig into that bend before all those VHS tapes go back, because I shot that on VHS before I even got the money to buy a digital camera, a DV cam for like $5,000. I had to save my money and couldn't even buy that then. But I was shooting it on VHS. A used camera I bought for like $100. That's how much money I had even like in 98, 99. And I've got all the raw footage of them giving us a tour, and they've got this Humvee with this big robot 50 cal gun on top of it, maybe been above 50 cal. I've got to pull a video up. And they're talking about, yeah, we can target the insurgents with this, and then it just designates those that don't have a transponder. We hit the button. We can even go get in a dugout or whatever, and the Humvee sits there just killing everybody. And then I'm like, well, what about robots? You've got, and they're like, well, we're not going to get into the swords, which the public was just shown the last 6 years. But we even have even better stuff, but that's classified. And boy, I've talked to the troops. Boy, do they. I mean, they got stuff right out of Terminator. Heck, worse. I mean, we are in so much trouble. And the globalists are getting to the point where they don't even need the troops anymore. It's going to be self-aware robots and drones, and that's in the Washington Post. They're already testing them. There are already drones in the air that make the decision on who to kill. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You're going to want to take notes today. I beg you to write down what we're going to cover, the basic points, and then go research it for yourself, because information of this incredible import, of this magnitude, is so important. I have said, Ron Paul has said, other constitutional scholars like Bruce Fine have said, Mr. Turley, constitutional scholar, has said, countless others have looked at this legislation that has passed the House and Senate that Obama says he'll sign but hasn't yet. It's like the calm before the storm. He's hesitating, dropping the sword of Damocles, and escalating this into a whole new level. And I think that's because there's a lot of behind-the-scenes jockeying in the power structure. Do they really want to give the president, because that's what this says, absolute power of Kim Jong-il? It says the president can kill any U.S. citizen they want. In fact, I meant to play that Turley clip from C-SPAN last night on the Nightly News. The guys got it ready, but we never played it. You guys go ask Dude to give you the Turley clip to play later in the hour. He'll know the one it is. I mean, this is on record. Kill any U.S. citizen in the U.S. or anywhere else anytime they want. No judge, no jury, no discussion, no need of proof, no one above the president. Absolute dictator. Now, Bush signed executive orders and Congress went along with it for PDD 51 and the accompanying other numbers to other federal agencies because they had executive orders and presidential decision directives. The PDD is 51. There's an executive order that accompanies it, saying that for any crises, including economic or unnamed crises, the president can suspend Congress and run the entire U.S. government. So the presidency, though the presidency is a puppet position by the special interests, the big mega banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, a handful of others, the system is hesitating on this because I think even the global controllers are saying, should we actually give a president this much power? We already control them. The Congress already does whatever we say and are a bunch of tyrants. We've got dirt on all these people. Do we want to? Because, see, they've actually worked to weaken the office of the presidency in the public mind while strengthening the power that the unelected bureaucracy has under the executive. That's what Nixon was all about. Certainly not a good guy, but he was not a total globalist, and he was not going along with a lot of their operations, and it's come out. We've interviewed people that have gotten the documents, it's even in a lot of mainstream reports, that they decided to go ahead and leak stuff on him from the plumbers and the break-in at the Watergate to bring him down. And that's why you saw that happen, because the power structure wanted to bring down Richard Nixon and weaken the presidency. Bill Clinton was put in there to drag the presidency through the mud. So they want the power of a dictatorship, but they want it through the oligarchy, the plutocratic councils and combines to give the president this power. And then this is not rhetoric. It is supreme dictator status. Even kings of old who said that they had their power as the divine right of blood, and the whole French Norman line believed they were descended of Christ from Mary Magdalene. That's the whole Merovingian line. The Queen of England was sworn in, christened, coronated on the stone of Abraham, and believes that she is of the blood of Christ and all this stuff. These people think they're God. Even they had to issue some kangaroo reasons for why they were going to execute you or put you in the tower and sign an order. This says the president need not even tell anyone and can do whatever they want and not even have proof of anything. It is absolute dictatorship. It's Kim Jong-il level. And so Obama said he was going to sign it last Thursday and then last Friday, and then suddenly there were news articles Obama sent to sign NDAA today, and then it was tomorrow, and then now people are saying, well, what's your statement? Are you going to sign it? Because Obama had said he wasn't going to sign it, but then his lawyers are like, because we don't need to have this signed. He already has this power. We'll kill U.S. citizens whatever we want. You saw those announcements. We'll arrest whoever we want. We'll spy on whoever we want. We'll do whatever we want. So we saw all of that unfolding. And then we learned, oh, Obama demanded the provision to arrest, kill, do whatever he wants, torture U.S. citizens. And so now something's going on here. And we'll continue to watch it very, very closely. Now, separately, integrating in with all of this, you've got Newsweek with the headline, governments, local governments armed by Homeland Security to wage war. Remember that headline yesterday? Preparing for war. I've got three other articles today where local governments with tanks, wheeled vehicles, machine guns, combat robots, training for war. And by the way, we've gotten the manuals. Al-Qaeda isn't in the manual. Okay, it's John Deere, cap-wearing, overall-wearing rednecks, good old boys, people that can skin a buck, run a trot line. You see the drones already targeting, you know, people that, quote, are living on 3,000-acre farm compounds with their families and who, quote, want to be left alone and, quote, aren't paying their property tax. See, nobody's going to be able to pay their property tax except the 0.1% when they're done with this global depression. They're going to come take everything. And a lot of people are going to say, I'm going to sit here on my farm It's paid off. The property tax is unconstitutional. Hadn't been around but the last 60 years. I'm not going to pay it. And they're going to send military in to kill you. I've been to the urban drills. I've shot video. They practice killing farmers. That's who they practice to have war with under the new rural council. Go look it up on the whitehouse.gov. Who is at the head of the rural council? The Department of Defense and Homeland Security. And you talk about creepy. I mean, deploying plainclothes military as liaisons creeping around your small town. Now, there's a good side effect to this. The military is completely freaking out right now and saying, Alex Jones is 100% right. We apologize. You were always right. They're apologizing to all the other members that told them this years ago. They are all getting right behind Ron Paul. They're all getting chills right now. I mean, this is treason. This is foreign banks that have taken over Europe and the U.S. In Europe, they're saying we're going to send in paramilitary tax collectors in Portugal, in Spain, in Ireland, in Greece. And they're saying, on top of all your other taxes, over 70% on average in Greece in taxes, we're now putting a new 20% VAT on all your restaurants and other tourism spots. And Europeans aren't even, I've got articles today, aren't even buying new electronics. They're going into a depression. The tourism's dying. And the Greeks and others are saying, we're not going to pay it. And so the EU says, then we're going to come and arrest you. They're like, we can't pay. And they're like, that's the plan, Jack. You think when California passed this year a 20%+ carbon tax on all their major industries, that they didn't know that would send California into cardiac arrest? This is by design. You think when King John and Robin Hood's time, that's a true story. Did you know that when he was bankrupting everybody and driving the villagers into the woods, starving to death, that he was an idiot? No, he wasn't an idiot. He was going into Saxon areas that he'd never totally broken and trying to completely drive them into revolt, so he had a reason to kill them and remove the Saxon lords that he thought weren't completely loyal to him. It's called a scorched earth policy, and I'm not going to sit here and get off into an entire story here, but they were Norman who'd come into the South, and they were still engaged in a cold war against Saxon, who they hadn't completely routed out of the entire imperium or kingdom. But again, I digress. Now, here's the big news that ties into all of this. While the military and the police, and sadly, the police, they can find the types in many cases that get off on this and buy into the propaganda. That's it. The police are who you got to worry about. And a lot of them are waking up, too, but not like the military. They've been taught a disdain for the public and the rest of it, many of them, are training for all-out war against the population. And that's now all over mainstream news because they've got to get ready to let you know. They're not going to hide this anymore. They're not going to hide the world government. They're going to sell it, though, a private banking world government, as what's going to get food back on your table. Of course, it'll just make things worse. It's designed to. It's a post-industrial model. The deeper you get your arm into this thing, and they tell you, well, just stick your arm in a little bit deeper. That'll fix it. The more you can't get out of it. You understand that? It's called a trap. The globalists are in control because they don't want to make things nice, because they don't play by rules, because they want to wreck everything. So they're on top of it. What a big major corporate raiders do, you know, in movies, they're based on a composite of true stories like Wall Street with Charlie Sheen and Michael Douglas, you know, great movie. It's based on composites of real people. And in that, they go into like a $5 billion company and they wreck it and implode it just so they can sell off everything and get the pension funds and make a big profit right then instead of having something that lasted 20 more years and gave thousands of people jobs because the CEO wants that quick profit right then off of wrecking it and moves on to the next thing. They're not trying to have a healthy tree. They want to chop it down and use it for firewood. They don't want the tree to be there for shade for animals and things that live in the forest. They want to cut it down to throw in their siege engine, to roll it down the road towards the next town they're going to burn. That's the model. Now, when I come back, probably one of the biggest things we've ever reported, because this confirms the military's going to man the camps, and that they're preparing for war. The general public is designated as red, government, what federal family, as Janet Reno Napolitano called.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
And horrible, but this is what life's all about. you should, quite frankly, thank your lucky stars that you're alive today. I know I do. Because these great challenges are what make us or break us in this life that is a test. And we are facing even greater evil than our forebears did. And we have been hit with every psychotronic, brainwashing, chemical system you can imagine. And so I want to apologize here on air that I've called people that are dumbed down and that laugh at us idiots and zombies. They are brainwashed victims, and some of them are irreparably damaged to a point of no return, and we should say a prayer for them, and I mean that. We should say a prayer for people that have been overrun by this system that the psychological warfare chiefs, the scientific dictators, have established. And it's up to us that have persevered through this and have been somewhat immune or more resistant. It is up to us, the strong, to protect the weak from these bullies that have a global scorched earth eugenics policy facing our society. Now, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to get to this article from C-SPAN. The second most cited law professor in the country, Jonathan Turley, talks about the fact that this does allow the killing of U.S. citizens, secret torture, and arrest. That's actually what's in the bill. You can go read it yourself. But the point is, Ron Paul's telling you this. I'm telling you this. Other scholars are telling you this. Go read the bill. And Ron Paul, I saw a clip up at Infowars.com last night. It was at a town hall in Iowa. And he said, I'm tired of Congress lying to the American people and the media and telling you the NDAA doesn't affect you. It does. Here's the subsection. But then when they're late night debating it, the authors of the bill get up and say, yeah, it affects citizens. The president can kill anybody he wants. We want you to be scared of that and scared of torture. I played the clips on the nightly news. I posted them. I mean, it's so creepy to watch these weird, evil old men. You know, a friendly old man like a Hoppy Heidelberg, it's so nice and good. They put off an aura of wisdom and friendliness and goodness. But an evil old man. There's nothing nastier than a wicked, demonic old man where the evil just piles up on him. Like in A Christmas Carol where the chains of greed are just wrapped so tightly around Scrooge's old partner when he sees his ghost. He says, Scrooge, beware, your chains are twice this length and weight. You think greed and having some of the starving kids of your employees dying put spiritual chains on you? How about consciously putting sodium fluoride and radioactive isotopes in 72% of U.S. water supplies? On record, you're a new listener and you're like, what? Just type in, Governor Perry covered up radioactive isotopes in Texas water. You know why that cover-up happened? Because I talked about it in the last few years. State employees finally heard the show, leaked it, and said, yeah, we're told to cover up the test. It's in the fluoride. And then the media spun it. We don't know why it's in the water, but the state did cover it up because the feds told them to move along. I'm going to say it again to cops listening and military. The criminal eugenicist crazy scientists who think we're a cancer and want to get rid of us and who get off on playing with us like lab rats. My dad said in high school when he two summers worked at MD Anderson, most of the research scientists were really nice, really good people. But he said sometimes when they were doing experiments on people that had signed over because they were dying of cancer and missing their lower mandibles and just horror, my dad said you couldn't believe. And he worked there also in college under, I forget the guy's name, some top Chinese cancer scientist. And he said, just whole wards of people at MD Anderson, top cancer research facility, missing their lower mandibles, missing part of their head, kids in there, animals. But he said some of those scientists got off on the pain. And they'd be injecting somebody with something that was really painful. And they'd be going, just getting off on it. Or people be injecting lab rats and getting off on them dying. And my dad was like, what is this in research science? I'll interview my dad sometime. Well, it'd be an interesting interview. But he's too self-deprecating to get on air. The point is, that's what we're facing. That's what we're dealing with, is people who just... It's like when Eric Pianka's graduates, some of them that are medical doctors, sent me threatening emails when I exposed the UT guy calling for mass death of 90% and made national news. His graduates sent me stuff and said, we're going to kill everybody. And then I went and looked them up, and there they were in white lab coats at bioweapon facilities.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GC. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Globalist out. It's a TKO. It's time to expose their fraud and their lies. It's time to get serious about freedom and to stop apologizing for it. Crank it up. Yeah, it's a TKO. It's time to defend the Republic against enemies, foreign and domestic. We're going to be here this Christmas on the air with a premier special Christmas transmission. And I need to get a little bit into the war on Christmas. I don't talk enough about that, but it's all about the globalist dictating how we talk, what we do, what we celebrate, and using American and Western hospitality to train us to just totally give up any culture we had and accept the plastic Madison Avenue garbage. The Justin Bieber type New World Order stuff where Britney Spears says, I think we ought to just do whatever our president says, and that's the end of it. Well, it doesn't matter if you don't do whatever your president says. Under this NDAA, it makes him supreme dictator and establishes martial law. In fact, let's go ahead and go to the C-SPAN clip. Even though this is one of the most important things we were going to cover last night on the nightly news, I got so overwhelmed with our big top story I'm getting to in a moment that I didn't even play this. So here it is. Government says it can assassinate or indefinitely detain Americans on American soil without any due process. Okay? Face it. And you're like, well, they're the good guys. Really, 9% of the public likes Congress. Do you really think they're the good guys? No, you know they're not. And so instead of being scared and going, well, I'll just stay out of this, or, oh, it's not that bad, don't be a coward. And I know our longtime listeners aren't, but we're on a lot of AM and FM stations, upwards of 100 now. We're on XM. We're on Global Shortwave. We're number one audio streams on the Internet for talk radio, many times above music on Shoutcast. Number one routinely, period. We got a lot of new listeners. And if you just tuned in, listen, this stuff's real. History's real. And you ignore this at your peril and all of our peril. We need you to make a decision, to get informed, to look at the facts, and to decide what side you're on. And to saddle up in the 21st century as the Paul Revere's you are, whether you're black, Hispanic, white, Asian, Catholic, Christian, Jewish, Hindu, atheist, whatever. We know what tyranny looks like. Everybody knows in every science fiction movie set in a dystopic future, black uniform, ski mask, face scanning cameras, checkpoints. Of course, they don't grab children's genitals in those. We're worse than that, you know, with the TSA. And in those, you know, they have to cook something up to secretly arrest you and detain you. You know, October is bonus recruitment month. Remember, Cadre kids, report a family member and receive a double credit. Brought to you by Cadre Cola. I mean, that's from the mid-1980s Running Man, written by Stephen King, where anyone caught outside of their zone after dark will be permanently detained. You're like, oh, imagine a world run by mega corporations with Running Man shows, you know, hunting people, and if you get caught outside after dark, you're permanently detained. They're talking about permanently detaining any. Did you know the government of the United States for decades tortures people? They torture political dissidents. They torture peaceful people. They torture doctors that refuse to be part of Medicaid or Medicare. Like what Dr. Sell, last time I checked, spent 10 years in solitary confinement being forced drug just because he sued him back. Congressman Hansen, they drove him around for months, only letting him off maybe 20 minutes a day off the bus till his feet burst. Okay, this is what they do. We were talking to a prominent nutrition company the other day, and you know, the guy for just promoting whey powder and stuff, that's milk protein, was diesel'd, I think he said, for 7 months, living on government transports as a form of torture. And they get off on it. The dungeon keepers, psychically, spiritually, for whatever reason, for the same reason psychos like to grab little kids and torture them, they feed off the aura of chained humans in pain. You know, look at Abu Ghraib. They knew it was coming out, so the media ran with people tied up with dog chains and dead bodies and stuff like that. The Army's own report, Army report on Abu Ghraib. General Tagumbo, U.S. Filipino background general. General Tagumbo. They admitted at camps all over Iraq they rape children as young as 4 in front of their parents and put acid into their rectums. Go read it. Oh, we're the good guys. Jack Bauer does that. That's how you fight Al-Qaeda. Raping 5-year-old children. I mean, I hate to talk about this on air. This is the pit demons that run our government. The absolute total demons of hell. And they want to drop the hammer first before they start arresting people and doing it to us. And I got news for the system. You're getting rid of the rule of law and everything else. I don't. It's just all a complete fraud. The whole thing's illegitimate. And I know the average cop's a good guy, the average military. Doesn't matter. I'm sure there were nice cops in Nazi Germany and nice military. You work for a hijacked government. I've explained this before. If you were got on a city bus and a guy ran into the bus with a machine gun and dynamite around their chest and said, I'm taking over, and he pistol whipped the driver and put on the driver's uniform, would you just immediately do whatever he said? Studies show, you can pull this up with Stockholm Syndrome, been around forever, but they just named it, that about, 45% will totally submit and love the guy with the dynamite tied to him. See, I'm the bad man. I don't like the guy because he's wearing the bus driver cap with the dynamite strapped to him. I'm like, hey, you're not the bus driver, pal. You're a treasonous usurper. And they're like, I'll light the dynamite. And at a certain point, you got to just deal with it. You can't just keep giving in to these terrorists who terrorize us with the terrorism. I mean, let's say you believe the terrorism's all real, and you ignore the fact that Al-Qaeda was created by the criminals that run our government and is being given control of all these countries right now and all the rest of this. Let's just say, okay, it's all real. We're going to do a piece actually tonight where you've got a better chance. We've got the statistics from the Justice Department, from World Almanac and others. You got a better chance of a vending machine falling over on you than being killed by terrorists. You've got a better chance of being struck by lightning. I mean, you know the statistics. We're going to show a whole bunch of them tonight. You got a better chance of being eaten by an American alligator, which is very rare. But it's not rare to be killed by an elephant or a hippopotamus if you live in Africa. We're going to get into those numbers. Much better chance of dying from a rattlesnake bite here in the U.S. than being killed by terrorists. So there's the whole hoax of our whole society changes, and the police are dressed in black uniforms, and there's checkpoints being set up, and they're groping our wives and daughters and children because of terrorism. And then in every case, you find out the government opens the door for the patsy lunatics that they use to attack us. And it's back in the news today where the criminals that run our government are funding terrorists. So at a primitive level, people look different than us, different culture, and there's all these shows and South Park and Team America, and it's fun to get into fear of the Muslims. And okay, well, then why is the government bringing them in record numbers? I mean, they're just all absolute devils who want to slit our throats. Okay, let's expand on that. If that's the case, then I mean, how do you square up Amir al-Awlaki, number three in al-Qaeda, meeting secretly at the Pentagon? How do you square up the head of the 7-7 bombers, on record being MI6, Fox News, London Telegraph? Former FBI top chief, Loftus, exposing that. They're not all terrorists at the FBI. Got Mr. German from the FBI going public years ago saying they're getting ready for martial law. In Ventura's martial law piece, that's why the show was banned, because the show was 99% on target. It was bullseye, baby. You got the bullseye right in the middle of the dartboard? It was 90% into the red, barely touching the next ring. That show was so on target. And they're like, that's not airing again. This is a complete blueprint for what we're doing. I mean, it's not like we don't know the FEMA camp plan. We have the congressional hearings. We have the Wall Street Journal. We have the purchase orders. We have all this. But you notice when they put out bids for FEMA camps in 2006 for civil emergency and catastrophic attacks and civil disorder, that at least the Wall Street Journal said, oh, look, here's giant bids to build FEMA camps. Now that they got Department of Defense under rural affairs running it, designating government employees as blue, U.S. citizens as red, in the same designation as Iraq and Afghanistan, where they're wearing transponders, and they talk about deploying forces, barricades, delivering, it's all for the drones. GPS to your front door. Even I can't believe this, to actually see it happening and to see them now flipping the power switches on. It's one thing to have a gun in the gun case, but now they've gone to the combination, they've opened it, they've gotten the M14 out, they've taken a loaded cartridge, and they've jammed it in, and they're now loading around in, chambering around, and now they're pointing it at us. And the documents say they're going to pull the trigger because they designed the implosion. And in the implosion, the police, the military, everybody who goes along with this, you destroy yourself as well. It's not like you're having martial law because a nuke went off from real terrorists or a meteor hit us or those giant, 10.5 earthquakes all over the U.S. or something. And then there's looting and whatever, and the troops have got to be called out. This isn't some legitimate contingency plan. This is a controlled demolition on record for a post-industrial America by criminal terrorist banking oligarchs who publicly created the $1.5 quadrillion that had our treasonous government sign on to it. This is bondage. This is economic conquest with a paramilitary backup behind it. Now, we're 44 minutes into this transmission, and I'm going to open the phones up for the entire second hour ahead of Don Browning, one of the cops they haven't killed yet, who has the courage to come on. He's a retired Oklahoma City police officer, U.S. Marine and Vietnam veteran. Don worked with a canine unit, was part of the search and rescue team at the Murrah building after the bombing. And they've talked to a bunch of cops off record and Department of Defense bomb disposal people. But a lot of them are on record in this film, including the inventor of the neutron bomb, the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, and others saying there were bombs in the building. We have newscasts where they're removing them before they got their talking points straight. And they went to these cops and others, and they said, we know where your daughter goes to school. We know where your son goes. We're going to kill him. Can you imagine being a cop or a Department of Defense bomb disposal, and you're like, these are bombs in here. And they're like, your daughter, Jenny, goes to school here. You want us to kill her? We got a file on you. I mean, I don't know what. I mean, somebody's trying to kill my kids right there. I mean, I'm not Mr. Tough Guy, folks, but let me tell you something. I mean, you just, this is what, I mean, imagine being a cop and the guy is threatening you or threatening your family. This is who runs America. And there's not that many of them. The criminals at the top always give us a ledger, a story, a fable to follow what they're saying and doing. But if you ever look at it from just another angle, you find out, oh, I'm not doing this because of the reason they say. I'm compartmentalized. I'm doing it because these are a bunch of knuckle-dragging crooks. I talked to some top financial experts off the record yesterday. I may be able to get the guy on this Sunday. I'm going to be on Christmas. New show, Christmas premiere. And because these are times we got to get the information out. And the word is in D.C. and New York, Corzine is going to be allowed to keep the money. In London bank accounts, he's put it in. And this is the new precedent where they're just going to take everything publicly and not get in trouble. So our worst fears are being confirmed there. I mean, you want to live in a world like that where you got some little dwarf, demonic, pig-faced person, little soft chicken neck, not living in reality, Kim Jong-il running your life? Because giving in to government, that's what it does. How did the North Koreans set up the greatest police state dehumanization grid in human history? How did the North Koreans do that? They had been, at the end of World War II, already starving. Then the communists, Chinese, and Russians backed them. There was a huge war, which hundreds and hundreds of thousands died on both sides. And things were so destroyed that they were able to set up a total control grid from the very beginning. That's why the globalists want to destroy everything economically here. Because it's about total control. So the only way out, you think it's fun risking my life, and believe me, I am, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your prayers. Do you think it's fun risking my family? No, it's not. But there is no future. There is no future for anybody if we don't beat the scientific dictatorship. They are the worst of the worst. And there's no utopia. A lot of people say, oh, what are you going to do? The world's always been bad. No, it hadn't always been like this. There have been a lot of elites who were in control but actually wanted to build up society and educate people. Those have been called golden ages in different societies. This is people that want a dark age, a technocratic nightmare dark age, where they enjoy all the high-tech systems, and then we, those of us that are allowed to live, live in post-industrial squalor for their power-tripping enjoyment. And I believe in humanity. I believe in life. And so I've got to not even bet myself and my family and my treasure and my sacred honor. It's not my betting. I have to make the decision to be on the side of good for my soul. You can call it your psyche, who you are, what you stand for if you don't believe in spiritual issues. The point is that the decision is the most important thing. It's about what's in here, okay? It's about what's in here. And I have to be an example to others. I have to face the threats and the things that go on and move forward, just like Ron Paul does. Because it is in that service to humanity that we build on society and make things better. There were countless people who we don't even know their names, of every color and creed before us, who gave everything they had for human dignity. And we are the brothers and sisters of those people in eternity. The value of that to my soul is the greatest gift and the ultimate treasure. To be with the good, to stand with the light, to stand in goodness. In a wicked world where they tell you there is no good or evil, that is the greatest lie, to say there isn't good and evil, to say there isn't that choice and free will. All right, look, I've talked for 50 minutes. I want to give the number out, and I want to get to our top story. I've mentioned it some, and I hope it's not pearls before swine, because this is so big. Go to InfoWars.com, exclusive military to designate U.S. citizens as enemies during collapse, period. The entire population is the enemy. Even mainstream news is writing separately how they're preparing for war against the general public. So the government's help with foreign banks destroy the country. Now they're going to pose as the saviors as everything melts down. FEMA continuity of government plans prep total takeover of society, dispatching military domestically under economic collapse emergency. And it's set up on the blue/red contingency operation of the Pentagon, where the United States under NORTHCOM has declared a war zone, as they've already told you, but that all U.S. citizens are enemies unless carrying blue team transponders. So.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Okay, here's the toll-free number to join us in the next hour. I want to hear from you. In fact, I want to do this again, but I promise I'm going to get to you quick so you're not going to be on hold. Police and military in the first 10 calls or so, the first few rounds, then everybody. I want to hear now that you see all this happening and these open announcements that the government will kill citizens, arrest. Now this secret document, they're now saying it's secret. It was on the Department of Defense website with a link to it. And then they pulled it and put a notice saying that it was classified last night. And we have screenshots of all of this, and we saved the document. It's up at InfoWars.com. Now, Joe Joseph, and I'm getting him on tomorrow because that's the day he can take off early, works in highly classified areas. He's a former naval veteran, but he works in stuff connected to Space Command and a bunch of other areas, obviously dealing with satellites. But it was his wife kept calling in and saying, look at this, look at that. I said, how are you finding this stuff? She said, well, my husband works at the Department of Defense. Well, I had him on last night. His interview, we're going to post it right now. Aaron's in there posting it right now. The video interview from the Nightly News is going up in the area that says exclusive. Military to designate U.S. citizens as enemies during collapse, period. Your wife, your children, all of you. And we already know that, how they treat us. That's what the shoving their hands down our pants is about. It's all about breaking our will. They have body scanners now in Iraq and other areas. In Afghanistan, they face scan you, put you through it, search you. This is total prisoner processing. So I just want to warn everybody about how real this is. I want to hear from police and military. Active duty, current. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. But get this article out to everybody. Go read it. Go read the documents. But what's creepy is within an hour of us talking about it on air, before we even had put an article up, they were changing it and erasing stuff. But we already had it saved, and we have that original one. Then they just totally pulled it and put it up saying, Department of Defense employees should not be posting classified things on here. Implying that that was classified. The point is, folks, this is where they talk about the government wears transponders and is blue. Everybody else is the enemy. The military mans the camps. They're activating them. Right as they announce they want to get rid of Posse Comitatus and they want troops on the streets. You're seeing it all over the news. Let's go to part of constitutional law scholar, Professor Jonathan Turley on C-SPAN. Here it is.
President Obama just stated that he is going to maintain a policy that he can have any American citizen killed without any charge, without any review, except his own. He is, if he's satisfied that you are a terrorist, he says that he can kill you anywhere in the world, including the United States. Two of his aides were just at a panel a couple of weeks ago, and they reaffirmed they believe that American citizens can be killed on the order of the president anywhere, including the United States. That has left civil libertarians, you know, heads exploding. The polls, we've had three polls in the last year, and they all show the same thing. The American people say that they are more afraid of the government than they are outside forces, like terrorists.
Well, that's because the American people, yeah, even the most hardcore liberals are now buying guns in these big studies that he was just mentioning that we posted last week at InfoWars and Prison Planet. Even the liberals are buying guns and now say they're more afraid of big government than big business. Now, you have to understand, big business runs the big government. Okay? The Republican leadership will not tell you that. That's the big dirty secret. It's mega corporations against the free market, using government power to get the job done. Oldest trick in the book, John D. Rockefeller, Competition's a Sin. We're coming back with your phone calls. They keep getting mad at me because I never plug this, and it's important to the fight. We are running the 15-day free trial again. It was so popular for the Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. All the films, 9 years up there in April, everything at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's a great way to still give the gift, too. You can go sign up and give it as an e-card to friends and family for this Christmas, the gift of truth at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.